Hi, this is Kai Harris.
Hey Kai, Rick here with Off and Mazer. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So I just thought it'd be easier for us to, kind of follow up on a quick call and discuss this better. So let me try and pick up from where we left off on the chat messages, right? So the last question I asked you was that, is this an educational project or do you represent a company? Like, is this for an actual car washing company or is it for an educational initiative?
It is for an educational project. We are, it's my capstone project, and we're presenting it to the company, however. So, yeah.
Okay. So, I hate to talk about numbers so upfront, but what kind of budget are you working with? Because when you talk about a custom application, you're looking for at a minimum, you mentioned that you want to have both the iOS and the Android. And given the features that you mentioned, we are looking at a minimum of $20,000 to, complete the project from scratch. That means design, development, discovery, and deployment. Do you think that's
No,
something
that's
that's
fine.
doable?
They absolutely. Yeah, I think that they are like a very growing company, and they're working with a venture capital that gives them a lot of liquid cash for some reason. Anyways, that's not the point of this. But yes, that should be definitely doable.
Okay,
We were
perfect.
estimating like around like 50 to 75, but if it's less than that, we've talked to other app companies and they have definitely said it would be less. So we're just trying to get like a better range of numbers to work with.
Right, this is just an estimate, more like a starting price that I gave you just by.
Wait, hello, can you hear me?
Point with this.
You kind of cut out at the end. I heard the
Okay, I was
starting
just
price, but then I didn't hear after that.
exactly, yes. It's a starting price, and I just want to make sure, that this may change, depending upon the details of the features you need, right? That said, let's go through the features you mentioned here. So you said you want to have a application where customers can, they can manage their memberships. They also have a loyalty program that they can manage. And so how about the membership? When you talk about a car wash company, are you talking about more like a subscription where they, can schedule the service on a recurring basis?
So it's not scheduling their services, but they pay a monthly fee and they get unlimited car washes, with that monthly fee that they pay.
Okay, that's nice. And is that like the only tier of membership, or do you have like other levels of membership as well?
There are other levels of the membership. However, it's just based on what the car wash gives you when it goes in. I can get the information one second.
Sure. So while
Sorry,
you're at
one
it,
second.
I think you're good.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me, Kai?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it started to cut out. You're saying while I was.
I was
Yeah, could you
asking you
just
if
repeat
this
that?
is, I was asking you if this is, the application is going to be strictly available to just the customers, or do you just want to have it publicly available on the app stores, the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store for anyone to download?
We are looking for anyone to download. So, even if they're not members of the subscription, they could still use the app and have like their credit card information on hand through the app. And then,
Okay, that makes sense. So let me know when you have the information about the subscriptions, and we go from there.
awesome. Okay, so the Express Wash, which is like just going through the wash, is $20 a month. Then they have the Ultimate Wash with hot wax. Wait, hold up. Sorry. Then the Unlimited Wash is $27 a month. And then the most popular one, which is the Rocket Wash, which also includes tire shine and ceramics, is $35 a month, and then the Rocket Plus Express Detail Wash, which includes a member's lounge access, is $50 a month. So there's a tier. I can also send you their website so that you can, like, look at that, if that helps, unless you don't really want to look at it.
that'd be wonderful. Yeah, I want to have as much information as possible just so I can give you, you know, the exact kind of price without giving you any kind of estimate.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay. Is there a best way for me to send this to you?
You could just leave that on the chat here. I think we're still connected on the website, so you can just drop it on the chat messages.
Perfect. Yeah, I just sent that, and then it also shows, like, their locations that they're opening up. They're opening up, like, a whole bunch of locations here really soon. So, yeah. And then, like, the main feature that we are trying to, like, push for is because they are opening up so many locations, having either notifications when you're within a two-mile radius of a car wash, or when you're in the app, it shows how far away you are from to the nearest car wash. Wait, sorry, you cut out again.
Let's say, you know, if there's a new location that's launching, since you mentioned that they'd be launching on a few different places, you know, whenever a new location goes live, that could, you know, they could automatically push out a notification to all the app members.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Know that they have a new location now.
Yeah, that would be great.
Right. So I'm looking at the website right now, and, you know, I see seven, in fact, eight different kinds of packages here on the wash types page. And then I'm trying to go through the wash features page as well. We do have a fundraising page on this as well. Do you need something like a fundraiser on the app as well?
Yeah, that would be great. I know that, like, you get vouchers through the fundraiser. I've dealt with some other fundraisers as well. So that would be great if we could, like, have the vouchers in the app as well.
Okay. And so that makes sense about the, you know, the subscription feature. Subscription itself is a bit of a module, right? Where you talk about subscription, you know, the eight packages are going to be displayed, and the app is going to keep a track of you know, what package the customer has subscribed to, and also giving them the option every once in a while, where they can upgrade a package, or if they have to downgrade a package, or they have to cancel a subscription. That could happen as well. But more importantly, the app is supposed to be able to, you know, bill the client automatically on a recurring basis unless they cancel out. So that's a bit of a module that goes into, you know, when you talk about a subscription feature. That covered. Now, we talk about the loyalty program, and we've done this for a few different, you know, other companies as well. So I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. But loyalty program, as in you want to, you know, let's say you want to give out points to people, to your customers who are frequent, you know, customers of your service, right? So let's say they get an they get a rocket wash done with you on a one-time basis. You may give them, let's say, 50 points, and it's going to keep a, you know, the app is going to keep a track of how many points they have, and they can, you know, they can claim those points when they're making an additional purchase. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Yes, that is correct.
Right, so we've done this, something similar for RGP Drones. It's a drone photography company. We've done this for Cora Organics as well, which is, you know, it's a pretty, you know, established corporate brand, you know, for cosmetics that's owned by Melinda Carr. She's an Australian supermodel. So that is doable as well. Now, if you're talking about the wait times, you mentioned something about the display wait times on there as well. Can you brief me a bit about how this is going to work?
Yeah, so that one's kind of a pipe dream. pretty much it would have, like, each location would either have, like, a monitor or something that would show how long it is to wait at the car washes. So with Rocket Car Wash, they're called Rocket Car Wash because their car washes are very fast and you can get through very quickly. So it always looks like there's a long line. However, it's really not that long of a wait. So we were just having that feature to just show customers that it's really not that long, even if the lines do look long. Does that make sense? I don't exactly know how that one would be carried out, like, logistically.
Right.
But that was just a, like, fluffer feature that we were thinking about. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I mean, because if someone has to manually enter the time, that wouldn't
yeah.
make sense, right? But if it has to be some way, you know, for the app to automatically detect how long it takes on an average, let's say if there's 5 cars in the line at a particular time, it should be able to automatically calculate, let's say, you know, 20 minutes for each car, and then, you know, overlapping, say, 2 cars at a time. You know, that kind of mm-hmm. calculation would be required, but once again, like you mentioned, logistically speaking, you know, gauging how many cars are there at each location and then, you know, be able to calculate the time, that may be a bit tricky, to be honest with you. I'd have to see how this may work.
Yeah.
We could
That's totally okay. You don't have to focus too hard into that one.
Okay.
If you don't need to. If you think that that's going to take a little bit longer to get that information, then it's totally fine. You can just take it out.
Okay. And then, so let's give that for a moment. I'll see with the team, you know, once we get to the second phase of this discovery, you know, I'll check with the team and see, you know, what may be the best ways to go about it. But anyway, so let's talk about the rest of the features. You mentioned about the, you know, the credit card information system,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the app to store the credit card information. That actually is done on the payment merchant that is going to be integrated to the application, because you need to have a banking license and some other licenses. You should be FDIC insured and other stuff in order to make sure you can hold credit card information. You should also be PCI compliant. Like you would know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all provided by a you know, a merchant, payment merchant. We usually recommend Stripe. Stripe.com is their website. They're
mm-hmm.
they're pretty global and
yeah.
beautiful. You've heard about them, right?
Yeah, I know Stripe. Yes, I know Stripe. Yeah.
Right. So I think for as far as the, you know, dealing with payments on the application is concerned, and even on the website that you guys have, you know, you could use Stripe, and we could do an integration with Stripe as well. And, you know, any payments for subscriptions, for, you know, loyalty programs or anything like that, including storing the card details, making automatic billings for subscriptions, like we discussed, all that could be handled
mm-hmm.
through Stripe itself. So we wouldn't have to,
okay.
you know, kind of build everything from scratch as, you know, as far as the payment module is concerned.
Awesome. Great.
So, Kai,
sounds
I
good.
Think we... Mm-hmm. What kind of timeline are you guys working with, and how soon do you plan to get started on this? I see that the website's up and running, and you know, I see a few locations on the website as well. How important is it to go live with the application as soon as possible?
I think we're looking for like a 6 month to a year range, I'm going to assume, just because there are still locations that they're working with. I think they're really busy with that right now. However, I think getting it out as soon as possible would be great, but I just don't know. We're pitching it to them, so I don't know if it's technically like the main priority as of right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So you let me try and understand your relationship with the company. So you are, I think you're a tech student yourself, and you are going to be forwarding this proposal to this company,
mm-hmm.
Rocket Car Wash, as a third party,
yes.
right? Or are you directly affiliated to them?
Yes, correct. No, I'm not directly affiliated to them.
Okay.
So I'll be a third party, like, consultant for them.
All right, that makes sense. So, you see, as far as the timeline is concerned, and, you know, given the features we're looking at, let's say plus minus one or two features here and there, we'd be looking at somewhere
mm-hmm.
about 20 to 25 weeks for everything covered, right from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we work is we hold a discovery period that's going to be a discovery phase for about 2 weeks, whereby we decide the tech stack, we get into the details, and, you know, try and figure out any kind of bottlenecks with, you know, doing something like this, you know, in terms of an application. So the discovery process is going to be about 2 weeks, whereby, you know, we hold an internal kickoff meeting, and then we hold an external kickoff meeting as well with you guys, so you can speak to the team, you get to get acquainted with each member on the team. That said, you will be assigned a full team that's going to be working on the project. So it's going to be, you know, a couple designers, Android as well as iOS developers. I'm assuming a back-end developer is going to be required as well.
Wait, Rick, I lost you.
Sorry, Kai, you
Hello?
Still there?
Yeah, I heard up until the full team with Android and iOS developers, and then it started to cut out.
Right. Let me try and pick up from where you kind of dropped off. So I was just trying to tell you that it's going to be a team that's going to be assigned to you. Say about seven or eight
mm-hmm.
eight members from our team are going to be assigned. An Android development team, an iOS development team, a DevOps person who's going to be setting up the database and making the integrations to the application. And then, the SQA, and you will also be assigned a dedicated project manager that's going to be looking after it. So that said, getting everything from scratch, from discovery, the custom UI and the UX design, and then getting it to development, and then towards deployment after testing on both the Android and the iOS app stores, is going to be somewhere about 20 to 25 weeks is what we're looking at. Now, that essentially means we're looking at about 5 to 6 months just to complete the application from the time when you start with us, right? So just to give you an
mm-hmm.
idea on when you should, when you should be able to pull the trigger on this to make sure we can meet the deadline with the car wash company as well.
Awesome.
Right. Now, talking about the cost, I think it's pretty similar to, the ballpark that I gave you. We'd be looking at somewhere about $25,000 for both the end. That is going to be one side of the application, and then the other one is going to be the car wash itself. That is going to be, accepting the orders and managing the application as well. So that includes moderating the application, managing the members as well, adding any further subscription packages, adding new locations, and then be able to manage the day-to-day operations through the application as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Great. And then also, how much – well, okay, sorry. Actually, could you just send me all of that to my email? I took some notes, but I definitely missed some information.
Uh-huh.
But all of that sounds good.
Right, yeah, definitely. What we could do is, I can, since the price is fine with you, I can go ahead and, have my team prepare a proposal for you, and that way, you'll have something, you'll have more of a collateral to send out to, Rocket Car Wash as well, and we could take it from there.
Awesome, sounds great. Do you have like an time estimate of when you would get that proposal into me?
I think it should be somewhere, it should be within about 72 to 96 hours, 3 to 4 days is the kind of time we'd need. But it should be, I'll try and get this out to you before we leave.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right, Kai, so how do you want to recircle on this? I leave you a proposal. And I'll leave you some details in the email. I'll also send you a company profile, our company profile, so you can get better acquainted with what kind of projects we have done and what we are capable of. And then on top of that, I can leave you an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, that you may optionally fill out, before our next meeting, just to make sure everything stays concealed as far as our discussion is concerned. Anything else that you would need from our side in order to pitch this efficiently to the other company?
Nope, I don't think so. I think that's it. If I do have any questions, I'll definitely let you know.
Well, that sounds like a plan. So what do you suggest? Shall we recircle on this sometime next week after I've sent you the documents, by the end of this week?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, perfect then. So you may expect my email. Like I said, I'll send this to Kai Harris at UNOMAHA.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's your university email, .edu. And once I send that to you, please just make sure to leave me like an acknowledgement of the receipt. I'll also leave a link to my calendar so we can schedule the call for next week as well. All right?
Perfect. Yes, definitely.
Perfect then. Thank you for your time, Kai. Unless you have anything else for me that I could help you with for now, I'll let you go. Anything else that I can help you with at this time?
Nope, I think that's it.
Well, perfect then. I'll let you go for now, and pleasure making acquaintance. I look forward to working with you.
I look forward to working with you too, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.